With me at the moment is Adrian Pederick. He's the member for Hammond. We've got a few issues around the region to discuss. Hi there, Adrian. Thanks for joining me in studio.
Yeah, g'day, Jenny. G'day, listeners.
Now, fruit fly has been a major issue that the state government has been tackling over the past year or two. What's the latest?
Well, it is an issue, and we've invested $40 million plus in combating fruit fly, and right at the minute we're looking at putting more sterile fruit fly larvae into Adelaide. That's airdropped, so that'll be about 20 million sterile fruit fly to help combat the fruit fly outbreaks through Adelaide. But we've obviously had major outbreaks right up through the Riverland as well, and we've had a Commonwealth protected area put in place, which we're also trying to manage from our end, because we want to make sure that people in the areas can still get access to fruit and vegetables. There's quite a bit of logistics in this, and a lot of effort going in so that small retailers, bigger retailers and even wholesalers can comply with what's happening with the process and around the legislated change, because no longer can you take fruit into the area with proof of receipt. It has to be fumigated and come from the area. So what we're looking at is surrounding towns outside the area. So Manham is just south of the area, the protection zone, and also Nuriupa in the Barossa is just outside as well, and obviously here in Murray Bridge. And noting that people from throughout that protection zone do travel to Manham, Murray Bridge, and obviously in the Barossa to Nuriupa to get their fruit and vegetables. So it's a complex matter, and when you get into these things, it always opens up a can of worms, because it does involve fumigation practices to make sure that we keep the fruit safe, because getting these protocols right across the board, and that's why we have invested $40 million plus into the program to combat fruit fly, is to protect that fruit fly free status, and I don't want to say that too many times in a row, right across Australia, but internationally as well. It's vital for our multi-billion dollar export capability that we get out of this state, and essentially out of my electorate and out the Riverland electorate of Chaffey is most of it, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also new technology that's being trialled as well. So a number of ways of trying to tackle this issue.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And we've just launched technology from Israel, which is organic baiting processes. So they're getting distributed right throughout, metropolitan Adelaide and just north of us here and right throughout the Riverland. So look, there's a lot of work going in. I think there's about 250 pairs of boots on the ground, and I commend all the workers in the orange overalls that are working through this. It's a difficult time. It's a little bit of an infringement on people knocking on your door wanting to check if you've got fruit trees out the back and that kind of thing. But it's all for the cause and for the greater good, and we're deadly serious about it. Otherwise, we wouldn't have invested that amount of money, $40 million plus at the moment, and there's still more to spend.
And can you just clarify the receipt rule? So if someone's travelling around with fruit, can you remind us what this
is? Yeah, so what happens, it used to be the case that you could buy fruit outside of a Commonwealth protected zone and take it into that zone, a fruit fly free area, as long as you had a proof of purchase, but that no longer applies. So you've got to buy it in the zone, and obviously it affects my electorate, where people naturally travel south, whether it's to Manham or Murray Bridge, and otherwise they'd have to travel perhaps to Loxton. So it's more about travel, and so we're doing all we can to minimise that. And there's also smaller stalls like Walker Flat and Neil Doddy that want to comply as well. So we're certainly working hard on it, because we want to make sure everyone does the right thing around the new legislative process.
Member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick's with us. I hear there's an announcement in Gifford Hill.
Yes, we were out there with the Minister, Corey Wingard, Minister for Racing, and fantastic. It just goes on out at Gifford Hill. We've invested $5 million recently with the new horse stalls, the new stables, which I believe are getting approved very, very soon to be put out there. There's international interest, interstate interest to take up a lot of these stalls, and also a 70-metre equine pool, and the government put a $5 million investment into that, which I'm extremely proud of, and also as part of the $2.5 million co-funding that we've put into racing generally. We've launched the inside training track yesterday, because look, Murray Bridge has come under increased load because of obviously the excellent facilities, the excellent track we've got at Murray Bridge. It's just not me saying it, but people that have got far more idea about racing, like trainers and owners, say it is the best and the most honest track in Australia. And part of the reason is because it was down about 7 or 8 years before it was run on, and it gives a really even finish and gives all horses a chance. So just to ease the load on the main track, which can get 120 horses a day training on it, that new track will be running hopefully by April next year. I saw the equipment out there. Spry Earth Movers are out there. Sam Rashid, he was out there yesterday. He runs Spry Earth Movers now, and another great business working locally on that project. And that's great news for the racing industry and this area.
And I hear you've taken a trip out to the southeast, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm on the Natural Resources Committee, and it's interesting. It's totally 180 degrees to how we manage water this end with the River Murray issues, and thankfully we don't have issues this year. We're at 100% allocation, but through the Millennium Drought and other things, we're trying to do what we can over time to maximise what people can have in allocation, or whether it's environmental water or critical human needs water. But the issue in the southeast is draining hundreds of thousands of acres or hectares so that they can be farmed. If there wasn't a drainage scheme in the lower southeast, whether it's right through from Narracourt right through to Robe and Mount Gambier and further, you just lose 44% of that land to production, especially in those wetter years. And it's amazing. There's, you know, 100 gigalitres plus a year goes out to sea. And I know there's, and some of that now is being channeled towards the Reflows project into the Coorong. But it was pleasing to meet with industry down there as well and see whether it's forestry, potato growers, the dairy industry, the vignerons, everyone getting on board to try to work out perhaps we can use some of this water before it does go out to sea. Because it is interesting that even fresh water, when it goes out into the ocean, right where it goes out, it can damage the shoreline and sand degradation, etc. So, you know, if that can be used for environmental and productive use, it'd be fantastic. There is an issue down there with many hundreds of bridges and culverts, etc., that are going to need replacement over time. A lot of them been in 70, 80 years, and a lot of these drains were dug over 100 years ago, done a massive job. And so there's about a $250 million workload that will have to be done over time. And it was interesting and very educational to see the process. And as I said, completely different process how we run it up here with the River Murray.
Yeah,
we're trying to conserve as much water as we can for all those uses, whether it's environmental production or critical human needs. And down the southeast, because it does get so wet, and you know, they had in the old language 9 inches of rain in July in some areas. So that's a lot of, that's more than half our annual rainfall around this area, well and truly. So it's opened up country now that's worth up to $30,000 a hectare. So it's very vital, but also vital for environmental use as well. So very interesting, and it gives us great feedback, and it's great for members from right across the political spectrum to go and have a look, and we'll report on that in the Parliament.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, be a bit smarter about our water use, hey?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, well, lovely to have you in the studio today. Thanks for your time today, Adrian Petterick.
No worries, Jenny, and thank you, listeners.